Now, looking ahead to the Men's National Cup semi-finals this weekend and speaking to CNS UCC Demons player coach Colin O'Reilly. Colin, before we look to this weekend, you had a very busy one last weekend, but two good wins.
Yes, obviously after the Christmas break, you're not too sure where everyone stands as far as conditioning and sharpness. You know, everyone has their own routine over Christmas and we don't try to force guys to come in and do too much as a group. So it was good to actually get the wins. They were tough. They were tough games as well for us. They were it was our first time this season winning a close game. So it's good for the confidence and it was good for the conditioning side of things as well to play two games back-to-back like that. And, you know, there's no amount of training you can do to prepare you for that. And it's good now that will help us carry on for the rest of the season.
Did you have a lot of rotation in that? You'd had two games and both away as well. So did you use a lot of players or how did you fare?
It worked out okay just with injuries and fellas being away that, you know, we were down players as it was, so we were able to just naturally rotate players in without trying to have to get 12 players in for both games. So it kind of worked out to our benefit that way, that players were injured, that players were away. So now that we have everyone back, it's, you know, it's a different ball game this weekend with the Cup semi, and it's basically we've got to get our best performing group out on the floor for as long as possible, whichever five that is.
And as regards, as you say there about players being back now, the guys who were injured last weekend, are they back for this weekend?
We won't be running out there with a full everyone 100%. We'll have a few guys that we'll have to monitor their minutes. We have Niall Murphy will be out for the weekend completely with a hand injury. So, you know, we have, again, it's a case of, you know, you suit up, you see how fellas get through the warm-up, see how they're feeling, just make sure that everybody's communicating through the relevant channels that to make sure that we can get the most out of everyone. But knowing that we won't be able to have fellas out there for 40 minutes competing for, you know, such high intensity.
Yeah, plenty of planning and on the spot changes, I suppose, will have to be made. But what does that mean then? Like, was last weekend ideal for you or how's this week been in the build-up then?
No, yeah, last weekend was ideal. We didn't pick up anything new last weekend.
Good.
So we managed it pretty well injury-wise. For planning for this week, we had a grand plan in our back of mind, but we couldn't overlook the Colester and Mike Cullen last weekend. So we had to use our game plans against them that we would normally while trying to implement some of the schemes we want to use against Thunder and the Cup. So I think it's been fine. We've had a good, nice extended time together over the past month as a group where we've had more training sessions than we had for the previous 2 months due to the European game. So it's been good for us. You know, if we're not able to produce a performance this weekend, then it'll just be that we're just not good enough at this stage in the season, and we'll have to move on from there. But I think right now we're as prepared as we can be. The players have really tuned in because we've been together more, and, you know, I think we should be okay. We should be able to put in a performance.
Is it fair to say, reading between the lines there, you sound fairly confident going into it, Colin?
Well, you have to be confident. If you believe you've put in the preparation, you have to be confident. There's no point in going out there otherwise. You know, we're not second-guessing anything we've done. Well, you know, we might have been working on the wrong things all along, and we'll lose out because of that. But we feel we've done what we can. We've got fellas in the right frame of mind, the right mentality is coming back into the group. It's been a fairly new group this season. With, you know, we lost about 32 years of Super League experience with Niall and Shane leaving. So we've had to embed new ideas a bit quicker than we would have wanted to, but, you know, I think we're where we want to be. It's a Cup semi-final again at home in Cork, so we've every chance of going out there and winning it once we perform.
And what about your opposition? What do you make of Swords going into this game particularly?
They're hard to judge. You know, they're a bit of Jekyll and Hyde team. They're probably the highest talented team in the league as far as if they're on form, if they reach their peak potential, then they are the toughest team to beat. But they just can't seem to get that consistency across every game. So we're preparing to play against the best swords, which, you know, it's a big game, same as last year's semi-final. They came down with their best, and, you know, we have to try and match that from the start. We have to try get the home crowd behind us and build momentum from that. You know, it's the first year in a while where the top four teams in the league have been involved in the semis, so they're both toss-up games really. And, you know, whoever performs and then whoever has that one individual who maybe takes over the game at the right time, that gets them over the line.
Finally, Colin, it's a huge cup weekend in Cork this weekend, but you've mentioned home support there and getting them behind you. How valuable is getting a big crowd behind Demons on Friday night?
Oh yeah, once we get a good start, it's great. But again, it brings that added pressure that there will be a bit of nervous tension around the gym because there is an expectation, with the home fans looking at us. So we have to give them something to get into the game early. We have to try force the issue, force the tempo, to get everyone involved, and then we have to try ride that momentum for as long as we can. It's not going to win us the game, but it can certainly help us. And if fellas start getting a bit tired, and the crowd are behind us, that'll give us a bit of breathing space to keep that guy on the floor a bit longer until we can get the subs in. And all those little small things are very important in the big games. And obviously we're looking for a big sellout again, as like last year, and hopefully we put on a performance.